Hello, everyone. This Sunday, come and join the fine choral singing provided by the Kansas Mennonite Men's Chorus. They are performing at 7 p.m. at Presser Hall on the Bethany College campus. Now in their 38th year, the choir has raised more than $500,000 during that time. Admission to the concert is a freewill donation, with the proceeds going to the Mennonite Central Committee, which sends food around the world. The group's motto is, "We sing that others may live." Well, who can't get behind that? Oh, and congratulations are in order for this year's Hillingsfest royalty, Ken and Marilyn Shugren. Hillingsfest is October 12th through 14th this year, and we'll have plenty of info as the time draws closer. One of the cool things about the Red Barn Studios Artists in Residence program is that many artists return again and again. Returning artist Sandy Milroy continues that tradition with her fourth residency at the Red Barn. Sandy will continue her work using collage techniques during her stay, which lasts until April 30th. And speaking of artists, it's just 1 week until the 11th annual Lindsberg Area Artist Studio Open House. On Saturday, April 28th, many area studios will be open from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This is really a special opportunity to see artists working in their studios on a variety of media ranging from photography to painting, with almost every other imaginable art form in between. And then, at 8 p.m., the Heart of America Big Band will perform in the gymnasium at Soderstrom Elementary. Admission to the Artist Studio Open House is free, and a freewill donation is appreciated at the Big Band concert. While you're in town for the Artist Studio Open House, be sure to drop by the Lindsberg Library, where the Friends of the Lindsberg Library will be holding their annual book sale from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This year, the FOLL has received a matching grant for the first $750 in books that are sold, so this is a great opportunity to pick up some new reading material and help a great cause at the same time. Till next week, this is Mike Rodriguez with the Lindsberg Update.